This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy. Q. This is the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102.
We were just talking about this on the Facebook Live video this morning, in case you missed it. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, you know, this is a guy who holds 3 Super Bowl MVP titles. He seems very comfortable when he's being interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
Very comfortable in public, but he has not hosted Saturday Night Live because he's too scared to. He says he's been asked many times. It does seem like, you know, anyone who's successful in the NFL has at one time or another hosted SNL.
Yeah, think about, I mean, the Manning brothers have done it. Aaron Rodgers.
Travis Kelce just
did it. I mean, he's done it a couple of times.
Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and some are better than others, obviously. But Patrick says he doesn't think he's ready yet. And they said, why not? And he says, I have a fear of reading off of a teleprompter. I guess he's still scarred from giving a speech at the 2023 ESPY Awards that involved reading off of a teleprompter, and it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that fear is kind of stuck with him. Although, somebody needs to break it to him that I don't think they use teleprompters at SNL. I think they use cue cards.
They do, because whenever they show, like, the outtakes, or whenever they show video, there's always somebody standing on the side with like a giant.
Yeah, giant card. And that's how a lot of the comedians do it. Like David Letterman used cue cards.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, I think Stephen Colbert does too.
Plus, I'm like, I feel after. So I watched Quarterbacks, which was that show that was on Netflix that profiled Patrick Mahomes and a couple of other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And the amount of retention that Patrick Mahomes has when it comes to plays and just remembering where he's supposed to be and what's supposed to happen.
Right.
I think he would be fine.
Yeah, some people do have a photographic memory. I've heard certain actors. There's a couple, like actress Allison Janney from, I don't know, that CBS sitcom, you know, where she had the daughter.
It was called Mom. Yeah.
She also played Press Secretary C.J. Craig in The West Wing, as an example. She has a bona fide photographic memory where she can literally just look at a script once and she's got it.
What
can you imagine having a memory like that? Like how helpful that would have been in school?
Yeah. I think about Will Arnett also.
Oh, he's got a similar memory too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know about the scripts, but he's one of those people that when you say to him, I loved that song in 1996, and he's like, nope, it came out in 1997 in June.
Yeah.
And he can just go to like a place in time.
Right.
Or he remembers details of, no, Jeff, remember we were at Panera Bread. You had on a red shirt. Your shirt was yellow and blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And he can remember details like that. And they're accurate details, documented dates and things.
But it might be different, like if you're doing football plays versus having to memorize a monologue that involves timing.
Comedy. Do they read the teleprompter for the monologue at SNL?
They do read cue cards.
Oh, so just cue cards?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think cue cards are used throughout. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't, like, you know, if, because somebody like me, I would actually feel more comfortable with teleprompters.
Yeah.
Because it takes the thinking out of it. And, you know, my memory's okay, but it's nowhere near a photographic memory.
I don't like reading the teleprompter because I feel like I don't know where to look. I'm like, and then we went.
Oh, just look dead on right at it.
I know, but that feels weird to me. Maybe it's the camera.
Because the teleprompter, the way they have them angled, like the way they work, is there's like this glass plate that reflects right onto the lens so that you're looking directly at the lens. So if you just, you know, as if you're like you're reading something off a piece of paper, pretend that's the lens and no one is the wiser. Of course, if you look really closely, you can see the eye movement back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
But like for years, I used to co-host the Jerry Lewis telethons here locally and in other markets I've worked in. And the best part was like when you'd have to go through certain things that involve reading the teleprompter. The tough part was when you had to stretch. And now you got to fill time. And you're talking about something that, you know, you're really not an expert in. And you're out there all by yourself. It's like, well, let's talk to phone op Bob. How's it coming today? He's busy getting a lot of calls.
Who's on the phone,
Let's
Bob?
Go through some of the pledges. Tim from Clifton just pledged $100. Thank you, Tim. Dear God, save me. Give me something.
4 minutes. 4 minutes till we go back to the national feed.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but when you're right, though, because if they try to make you talk about medical-y terms or medical stuff and you don't know what you're talking about, you just are, like, lost.
Yeah, I used to have a little fun in New York. I did this back at WOR Channel 9 in New York used to do them. And they would tell you, you know, you have a certain amount of time to get this copy in and then we have to cut to the live. Well, listen, you gave me a script. I'm reading off the teleprompter. I'm not going to rush through it.
Right.
You know, I'm going to make this appear as natural as I can. And you would see the guy like going like this, you know, we only got 5 seconds and I'm not doing it. I'm just going to keep...
They cut you off.
No, they wouldn't. No, they would hang in there until. Because, I mean, it's just, you know, they're doing, like when they would go back to Las Vegas, it was just a lot of fanfare before Jerry would stumble out there wasted anyway, you know.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Half the time.
They don't even do that anymore, do they?
No, they don't. Not quite sure what MDA's fundraising efforts are. Do they still do a national show, but maybe they don't do the local cut-ins anymore?
I don't remember seeing it in a long time, but I know there was a falling out between Jerry Lewis and the telethon people. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the telethon went on and they kicked him out for a couple of years?
Huh. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could feel it, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there is a photographer that is suing Megan Thee Stallion, saying that she made him watch her have relations with another woman. This all goes back to an SUV in Spain where Megan and another woman, you know, had some intimate time. And she asked Emilio Garcia to video the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah. So afterwards, she warned him not to tell anybody about it. Emilio was also saying that Megan Thee Stallion fat shamed him, verbally abused him, underpaid him for all of this. And because of this all happening, he says that he has profound emotional distress, mounting anxiety, depression, physical distress stemming from a toxic work environment. He has hired an attorney, and it is the same attorney that is representing the people that are suing Lizzo for harassment.
Hmm. Oh.
And Megan is coming out and saying, absolutely not true. I was just reading a little bit about it this morning on Page Six, and she's like, none of this ever really happened.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Post Malone.
This story. How high was he when he came up with this idea?
Yeah, Post Malone is expanding into the world of graphic novels and movies with an original idea he came up with that sort of mixes Mad Max Fury Road with the Evil Dead franchise. So the story takes place in medieval Europe where the only thing standing in the way of the horde of demons infesting the continent is a mysterious armed 18-wheeler seemingly sent back from the heavens. The first story in the universe will be released as a graphic novel in 2025. And it'll supposedly be followed by a movie he's developing along with Transformers and Bad Boys director Michael Bay.
Well, we'll see how that turns
What's
out
that
for
like?
Post Malone.
Yeah, like when you're a successful movie producer and you're running a studio and you got a guy like Post Malone calling you up saying, I got an idea for a movie. You want to work with a guy like Post Malone. This is an opportunity here. So you take the meeting and then he comes out with something that, you know, let's just say, who knows? I mean, maybe this would be successful.
I got this idea. It's going to be knights in shining armor, castles and dragons, and they're going to battle an 18-wheeler J.B. Hunt truck.
A semi.
A Peter's built.
Okay, yeah. I'm feeling you. I think you might be onto something. Tell me more.
Yeah, but Mad Max is, I mean, he's done so much good stuff, right? Isn't that the...
But it's not from that. Like, it's just the idea of Mad Max and the idea of the Evil Dead franchise and coming up with, like, your own thing.
Yeah. I don't know. That's, like, a really popular franchise, so maybe he does have something here.
It's got to be tough to be like, I'm sorry, Post, I don't see it.
Nobody says no. We were talking, though, yesterday after the show. So Tim and I interviewed Jordan Knight, who we might play a clip from. We'll get into it. Today is officially New Kids on the Block Day. But we were talking to Jordan Knight about the New Kids on the Block because they have a new album coming out. And he was saying that there's a little bit of a country song on there. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how it feels like country music is really having its moment. And, you know, besides Beyonce,
right.
Post Malone is also doing a country album, which is going to be coming out sometime this year. So he's been working with Beyonce. He's been working with Taylor Swift. He's been working with Morgan Wallen. He's been putting together his country album. And now he has this genius idea to make this movie.
There you go.
He's firing on every cylinder within his body right now.
Yep.
And this weekend, I want to watch Joyride. Remember that
All
movie?
All of a sudden, I love that movie. Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
Yes.
Candy Cane. Yeah. That was another movie about semi-trucks.
Yes.
Oh, was it?
Oh, my gosh. It was a freaky movie.
With a demented personality.
Well, it was like Paul Walker cut him off in traffic. And then all of a sudden they both stop at the same gas station. And it gets really wonky from there.
And there's CB trucker talk.
Yeah. And explosions.
Yeah, one of Steven Spielberg's first movie involved like this menacing tanker truck that was terrorizing this guy on the remote roads in the California desert.
Maybe that
and
is
it's actually really well done. I can't think of the name of it.
It sounds exactly like Joyride.
I don't think it's Joyride.
I have one more thing I wanted to tell you about. Tonight is the 12th season finale of American Horror Story. And that is why Kim Kardashian has been making the rounds, Jeff, when we were talking a little bit about her earlier today.
Uh-huh.
But everyone keeps talking about this really steamy kiss that Kim Kardashian and Emma Roberts have had in this season. And so we're going to see a little bit more of that tonight, I think, for the finale.
Okay.
If you've not been following along.
Maximum Overdrive. That's another menacing truck movie. That was a Stephen King movie, horror movie, Maximum Overdrive. It's about these trucks that came to life and terrorized these people in a diner. Like they were circling, these trucks were circling the diner and threatening them. Yeah, it was a result of a comet that caused a radiation storm on Earth.
And maybe we're due.
Hey,
maybe
exactly. Machines, I was going to say the same thing. Maybe
and machines came to life and turned against their makers.
Oh.
And that involved vehicles as well. Hold up in a North Carolina truck stop, a group of survivors must fend for themselves against a mass of homicidal trucks.
Killer Kenworth.
Yep. Diner cook, Bill Robinson, played by our own Emilio Estevez.
Oh, gosh.
He emerges as the unlikely leader of the pack, attempting to find an escape plan for himself and the survivors, who include his boss.
What's it called? Maximum
Overdrive.
Vicious Volvos.
Yep.
Medicine Max.
No, I was like an assistant manager at a movie theater when that movie came out, and I remember like cleaning the theaters as the credits were rolling to AC/DC's Who Made Who.
Oh.
By the way, speaking of movies, on a list of movie sequels that probably should never have happened, Zoolander 2 would definitely rank high, and Ben Stiller knows that.
I don't know if I've even seen the first one.
A lot of people haven't, and the ones who did said it was god-awful. and Ben Stiller said he was blindsided by fans' negative reactions to Zoolander 2. He said, I really thought everybody wanted this, and then it's like, wow, I must have really effed this up. Like, everybody didn't go to it. And it's gotten these horrible reviews. And what scared me the most on that one was I'm losing what I think is funny. You know, the questioning yourself, like that affected me for a really long time.
Well, not everything he does is funny.
Yeah, I didn't think Zoolander was all that funny. The first Zoolander.
Yeah, I don't remember watching it at all. But I will tell you, you know how they are still working on that Dodgeball sequel? So Ben Stiller was a part of Dodgeball, the first one, and now they're supposed to be working on a sequel, which is like, whatever, 20 years later or however many years later. I think that's got some real potential. Because Vince Vaughn is coming back, Ben Stiller's coming back, yeah. The original writer is coming back.
But you know he's got that in the back of his head because Zoolander 2 had a budget of $50 million. It's a lot of money. It's way more than the budget for the first movie. So the studio gives him $50 million to make this much sought-after sequel and only made $29 million at the box office.
Oof, that's rough.
So there's a loss. Mm-hmm. Big loss. Couple other things. The TMZ special with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone was on last night. They were asked if there was an action star Mount Rushmore. If there was an action star Mount Rushmore, who would be the two stars that would round them out, you know, besides Arnold and Sly Stallone?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero. My inspiration, he was one of those guys just like Rich Park in bodybuilding that spent time with me and talked to me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy, whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. You know, like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
That's true. You know, he just made a really good point about Bruce's ability, like he is multifaceted and he wasn't just a tough guy, you know. He had a great comedic sense of timing, man. He knew how to deliver a line.
Oh, for sure.
Do it all. And he was really good at physical comedy, mm-hmm. dating way back to his moonlighting days.
Forgot about moonlighting.
I was thinking about who I would put up there, you know, more current, maybe The Rock.
Vin Diesel.
Right.
What about Tom Cruise? He does all of his own action stunts, doesn't he?
You know how I feel
about Mission Impossible,
Tom
Cruise. Maverick, he did all of his own stunting.
That's true.
Would you consider him an action star, though? Maybe.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, why not? You know, they're action-packed movies.
Yeah.
Tyrese.
But, you know, because he's like a pretty boy, you know, he's not a big, beefy guy, maybe he doesn't get the credit.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But definitely Vin Diesel in The Rock.
Right. All right. That's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park production of Viet Gong. We'll tell you exactly when to call in for that. But first, let's check the roads. We've got...
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hi, Mia. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Here's how this all started. We were talking about that old SNL bit with Chris Farley, God rest his soul.
Living in a van down by the river.
Yes, exactly right. A cautionary tale. If you don't straighten up and fly right, you're going to end up living in a van down by the river. Right?
But, you can only be so lucky.
Well, exactly right. And we were surprised to see that a third of Americans in a poll of over 30,000 people said, you know what? I'm down for that.
It is a good life.
So what was the trigger for you where you decided to sell everything, buy the van, and start your adventure?
Honestly, I think it was COVID. After being locked in the house for so long, I just was ready to be free. I had always threatened that I was going to travel, you know, drive all over the country and live in a car temporarily. But something, one day, my neighbor sold their house, and I saw how much they made on their house. And I thought, if I sell my house, that would be enough for me to figure it out and figure out how I could make money on the road and do this. And I was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, you know what? Just do it. I'm tired of hearing you say you're going to do it. Just commit. And the next day, I went into work. I actually worked at a local bank. I'd been there for 14 years, and I went in and was talking to the president and the CEO, and like, I'm prepared to tender my resignation. I have no plan, but I'm going to sell everything I own and live in a car and travel the world.
Oh, my gosh.
And how, like, was the plan, did it have a timeline on it? Was this a temporary thing, or were you going to try to make a living at this forever?
So I had no real plan going into it. I knew that once I sold my house, I would have enough to live for maybe a year, year and a half without working.
Yeah.
And then I posted on Facebook and said, I don't know if traveling bartending is a thing, but I want to make it a thing. And will anybody have me at your local bars? And that post like blew up. I had over like 2,000 people all over the country reach out. I made friends with a few people, and this one gal was like, do you want to work the Super Bowl? And it was when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, actually.
Yes.
And so I was in Key West, Florida, and I drove all the way to L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
The Super Bowl. That was my first event. And then I...
Well, wait, what are you doing at these events? I don't understand. Like, these bars are hiring you to provide what? Is it just bartending?
Yep. So every event that you go to has a company called a concessionaire, and they're the ones that take care of all the food and beverage operations for that event. Yeah. And they have to hire bartenders. And so there's actually like a big traveling bartending community that I'm fortunate to be a part of. And we all travel all over the country, go to music festivals, bike rallies, golf tournaments, sporting events, anything that you can think of that you need a bartender, we travel the country and do it.
This is so cool. So, I mean, besides the Super Bowl, have you done some major events that we would know about?
Yeah, I just actually did March Madness in Phoenix. I'm on my way to Panama City Beach, Florida now from there, actually. Daytona Beach Bike Week is another big one that I've done. Yeah, that's a fun
one. That's so cool.
Did you have bartending experience prior to going on the road? You said you worked at a bank for 14 years. Was that a side hustle?
Yeah, I actually bartended on the weekends to put myself through college. I went to college at night, worked at the bank during the day, bartended on the weekends. And I had bartended most recently at Keller's Cheviot Cafe. And
nice.
Had been there for like 3 years before leaving. Yeah.
Wow. So are you making enough money to support this for a while? Or are you like making enough money to fill the tank to get to the next one?
No, we did pretty well, actually. You'd be surprised.
Wow. That's great.
I've been blessed. Mm-hmm. And then in my off season, I travel. I try to do as much international travel as possible. So this off season, which is the winter time, basically. So from November through February, I went and backpacked through Asia this winter.
Wow.
And if people want to find you on social media, you're on Facebook and Instagram?
Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, yeah. So I'm Mia Travels, and my @ is Where in the World is Mia Mia.
So what are you traveling in? We're jokingly saying you're in a van by the river, but how really are you going from A to B?
You got a Ford Econo line.
Yep.
You got a Winnebago.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yeah. Similar. No, it's a Ford E350, but it's actually an old ambulance and it's bright orange.
So oh my God.
I drive around in a big orange ambulance and the back is all converted and I have, my bed in there and I can cook and I have a little potty that I built in.
That is incredible.
Now, where do you go when you want to shower?
Planet Fitness.
Oh. $10 a month.
You know what's crazy? My aunt did something similar to this. She was doing some camping out west, and each day she would go to Planet Fitness, work out, and then take a full shower all over, like, Arizona, California. And it's because she had the U.S. pass or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, the black card. It's like $20 a month, I think, something like that. And and then you have access to like the hydro massage tables and that kind of stuff. So that's like my landing ground. You know, I get to, you know, you can actually stay in most of their parking lots overnight as well. So I just go to the gym. It's like going home for the day. I go to the gym, work out, shower, get a massage.
That's so cool.
Go out to the van, sleep. Yeah.
So, Mia, in addition to living off of your savings, making money as a traveling bartender around the country, how else do you subsidize your income? Do you get money from followers, like through advertising, through Facebook and Instagram and so forth?
My social medias are monetized, but I don't get a whole lot from that. Pretty much bartending is my main source of income. I'm actually starting a travel company now. It's going to be called Wild Hearts Travel Company. And I will take people on international tours. So I want to do more international travel. I've been to 35 countries, and I want to show the world. That's my dream. So.
I love it.
I love that.
Good for you, man. You're living the dream.
Yeah,
well, we're going to give you a follow.
Well, I have loads of content from Asia that I need to make some reels and posts. So keep your eyes peeled. Get some out there for you.
Next time you're in the tri-state, I'll order a scotch on the rocks. I'll make it easy.
I never trust a man that drinks scotch.
Ah, you shouldn't. What a good thing. That is for sure. Man, she's a good bartender.
Yeah. She has the instinct. All right, Mia. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. It's great talking to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You know who else I follow? I follow this couple on YouTube. They're known as World Wild Hearts. They got 153,000 subscribers. They literally go all over the world. And what I like about them is, you know how, you know, some of these people, like they, you know, they get free hotel rooms or they get a free trip or free this or that. And so they give it a glowing review regardless.
Mm-hmm. They have to say nice things.
Yeah. I feel like this couple is, you know, pretty dead honest about the good, the bad, and everything in between about their experience here or there. You know, they'll take certain tours. They'll go to a different city in a different part of the world. And the videos are really well organized. And I find their stuff really inspiring. Like, I would never have considered going to Vietnam, for instance, before watching their videos in different parts of Vietnam. Wow. You know, that's amazing. It's well shot. It's well produced. There's no real hype to it.
Are they getting it for free, though? Do they tell you that they are?
They're saying, like, how much they actually physically spent for this and what they got for their money, like, for this particular tour or park that they visited. And they'll do, like, an honest review. Like, here's the good part about this tour that we took. Here's what we didn't like about it. And that's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can watch it and I can be like, well, that wouldn't bother me so much. I think I could deal with that. And the other thing, they're not constantly trying to sell you stuff. Like a lot of these videos, the first 3 minutes of the video, they're just hawking stuff and, hey, click this and like that. And it's like, can you just get to the content?
Subscribe, like and subscribe.
Well, like, yeah, suck me in first.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll talk.
Right. And then I'll like and subscribe.
Like, I know you're trying to make a living and all that, but. You know, some people just go hog wild with this stuff. Like for the first, and I've seen some of these videos go on for like 5 to 8 minutes where they're trying to sell you. Oh, and make sure you get my book and subscribe to my newsletter. And oh, if this outfit that I'm wearing, if you click here, you'll get a discount. Like I logged on, I clicked because you were going to tell me how this trip was.
Right.
I feel like some of these influencers that do that, Jeff, because there's a lot that do that type of salesy stuff. Some know what they're doing, and they're purposefully keeping the video going long so they get more pay on it. Because the longer you view it, the better they get for their results. And then the other half have no understanding on how to set up an entertainment chunk. And it's just like,
right, like get to the point.
I know you're an interesting person and you got this thing you want to be on YouTube, but you got to understand how the brain works. You lost my attention. I'm not watching anymore.
Well, I also like when they keep pushing the code. Code Jeff. Don't forget to put in code Jeff. It's code Jeff. And then on the screen, Jeff.
But you know what? That's all you had to do was just put it on the screen. That's the other thing. Like, so I met this influencer when we were in Grenada and I said, oh, you know, I'll give you a follow. I was really being polite, but I did follow her. And I actually really like her videos because they're content first, but she will say, like, she'll put like little words on the screen. Like, hey, if you like the outfit that I'm wearing, click it. Here's a link. She doesn't say anything about it. She just puts it there and you can.
If you want to buy it.
If you want to buy in, you can. Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Follow her. She was also very good. Simply Sin. For Cindy, C-Y-N, Simply Sin. She's an attorney in Brooklyn, New York. That's her day job. She has two sons, one son with autism. And she and her husband, and the travel blog she does was just, it was just a hobby. And it kind of caught on, and she really enjoys doing it. Now she's actually making pretty decent money. She's got tons of followers. And, I don't know. I just like her stuff. Her stuff is pretty good, too. So Simply Sin, C-Y-N. You'll find her on Instagram and YouTube. And then look at me promoting these people. World Wild Hearts on YouTube. The videos are really, you will go down the rabbit hole. And they're shot in 4K.
And they're beautiful.
And I put them up on the big 79-inch TV at home, and I can spend hours watching their video. They've been doing them for years, so there's plenty of stuff to pull from. It is 7:55, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's
Q10. Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.